You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for selecting this option and for offering your generous donation to hear these extra questions. We do really enjoy that you're able to do this and help us out just to, you know, get us to conventions and to get us to meet you in person that we wouldn't be able to do without your help. I'm very appreciative of everything you do there. So we're going to focus still on the topic of cosmology. We mentioned it earlier in our discussion, but John Constantine and his place within the DC universe and its cosmology. Kevin, what do you think?
Well, Constantine is probably one of the most fun characters in the DC universe. And, you know, you can look at it, there's the Hellblazer run. There, he's a big part of Sandman, big part of the regular DC canon. As far as his place, I mean, he is a very vulgar character, and to say the least, and on demons. But I also think he's the perfect lens for humanity, and he fight like people can like resonate with him. He is the more down to earth, and like in a way, and like and is often thrown in these big supernatural occult stuff. So I think he's the perfect character to stand among like these mystics and occult figures and look at lens through that. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Either the question could be viewed in multiple ways, like as far as like like what is either his theology is or that. But I just find him as a really interesting human character in those stories.
What I find especially fascinating about him is how much he punches way above his weight class. Mm-hmm. And like he has no business taking down larger demons. And yeah, you know, we mentioned angelology in the episode, and I'm not always big on how comics portray that, but like him like outsmarting angels. Like, I mean, sure, we can actually use biblical basis for that. And is, you know, what Jacob wrestled with, was that actually an avatar of God? Was a pre-incarnate Christ? Was it an angel or something like that? So there is precedence of that possibly being a thing. Obviously we know God would have won in the end, but like he gave Jacob that chance to give him a chance to like ask for a blessing and like earn that blessing too in a fight. And Constantine is one of those people, like he's not going to go to God for help unless he's trying to screw over God. He's not going to go over to an angel or a demon for help unless he's trying to screw them over. And I find it especially fascinating. And like, he gets away with it the vast majority of the time. And it's so utterly like handled by a good writer, very brilliantly done.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's writers like Peter Milligan and Garth Ennis. And then of course, Gaiman who've written him. And yeah, I think, I mean, and I don't know, his relationship with Swamp Thing fascinates me, with Zatanna and all those other characters. And I really like the Justice League Dark Run from New 52, Peter Milligan, Jeff Lemire, writers on that. But yeah, he's a fan favorite for so many reasons. And I think he fits perfectly into that supernatural realm, you know, as this human lens and this class of detective, but who his ideas are constantly questioned. And I like what you said about he's always playing like above. It's certainly above his pay grade, above like what he's capable of. And that's what makes his story so much fun.
Yeah. So what would you say, Kevin, to say there was a Christian out there who said, I can never read a story involving John Constantine because it promotes magic and stuff like that. And obviously I'm coming from the more conservative side of things. How would you handle someone way more conservative than me who presented that idea to you?
I mean, I said this on the last episode of like, the same kind of criticisms are levied at horror books and Stephen King and stuff like that. And I said that like often those stories have more spiritual themes and philosophical ideas than a lot of others. And I was recommending, because I was on comic book catch up, I was recommending The Nice House on the Lake, which is one that is like extremely prescient. But I don't know. I just think like something Constantine and all these supernatural ones, it really, like we were saying earlier, helps you understand other backgrounds, understand different ideas. And you know, it is fiction, but also I guess that's the number one I don't think any of us, but this isn't Age of Seduction of the Innocent where we're all gonna like go out and pretend to be John Constantine because we read, you know, one of his books. So there's that. And then also, yeah, I think you can actually learn and elevate yourself by reading different types of comics, different types of stories. So that's kind of my answer to any of that, really. Like, And I think Constantine is just a fascinating character to look at, and he is one who questions things, and you can again in turn gain empathy for other people that way. I know that's a bit of a stretch, but I think very much that's
No, well said. Like, it kind of depends. My answer on this, because we see magic introduced in the Bible, and I've had disagreements with people on the show before about how that's handled and stuff like that. So this is my point of view on that.
Sure.
Is when we see magic in the Bible, it is always evil because it is a human or demonic sorcery trying to enforce their will on the world versus God's will. But who is to say there is not a reality out there where God has inherently left magic, or what we would call magic, left behind in creation for some people to tap into, some people for good, some people for ill. Like, and it's all about how you use it. And Constantine, obviously, is not always going to be on the side of the angels.
Yeah.
I mean, quite literally. But he's still, at the end of the day, he is an anti-hero, but he has heroic traits. And he uses that magic to help and aid others. Now, he's not going to be in any church any day. He's not going to be the one seeking salvation from God at any point in time in the day. But he's still going to use that magic for ultimately good, even when he screws someone over, even when he does some less than reputable things. Because, like, no, he's not your role model. And if you think he is, you're missing the point of the story.
That's what I was fascinated to me is, like, how can you read a book like this where he's not? I'm like, not every book's protagonist has to be a moral high grounding figure. You can have protagonists that are very complicated and not at all. And that's not the intention of the creators for them to be a role model to anyone. Like, it's just like it's fascinating to explore flawed characters and people who aren't, you know, the Superman. It's important to have that nuance.
I mean, I like writing about characters who aren't starting off well.
Right. Right.
And then sometimes they end up a lot better, you know, morally, they end up a lot better theologically. Sometimes they go in the opposite direction and they can be just as fascinating on either end. Instead of me just writing, you know, Mr. Goody Two Shoes and all he does is good things. Like, even Superman doesn't always do good things.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So guys, thank you for this. Once again, we still always enjoy you helping us out with everything. We couldn't do this without you. So until next time.
This was an Anazal Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazal Ministries podcast network.